Woof, woof, it's Mutt Strutt time again, Lynn Coates and Kendall. Editor's note, well, it's that time of year again when this magazine goes to the dogs. This year, to introduce our third annual Mutt Strutt, we bring you Kendall and his mom, Lynn. Lynn is a relative newcomer to the CCB, but boy, has she jumped in with both feet. Here is how she introduced herself recently on one of the CCB lists. I've been at CCB for about 5 years. Currently, I am the first vice president of the Greater Los Angeles chapter and the vice chair of the Los Angeles Region Mutt Strutt Committee. I live in Northridge and have a black Labrador guide dog, Kendall. Woof, woof. This is Kendall. My mom is Lynn. Well, she's not my original mom, but she is my mom right now. Listen, I have been lying around trying to figure out what this Mutt Strutt is. So with the help of the cat, and please don't tell any other dogs that, I downloaded a doggy translation app from the App Store onto my mom's phone. How else do you think I'm writing this? Page 48. Anyway, I figured out that the California Council of the Blind, which is that organization my mom belongs to, is holding a fundraiser called the Mutt Strutt. It's a walk or run that is either 2K or 5K, whatever that means. I don't suppose it means run to you and get 5 kibble, does it? I'm all for that. It's on September 7. I figured out that it will be held in 3 different regions. Hold on a minute, I have an itch. Scratch, 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 scratch. That's better. It's going to be held where I live, which is in Los Angeles, and it will be held where my friend lives, which is in Sacramento, and it will be held where this other dog named Avalon lives, which is in San Francisco. I have met her. She's cool. Now all you humans need to do is participate however you can. One way is to go to the website ccbnet.org/muttstrutt and register. Oh, wait a minute, the ducks just landed in the pool. Okay, I'm back. Now, if you can complete the entire process yourself, that's great. However, if you need help, and my mom says most folks have needed help this year, please call the office and Ed can help you, whoever that is. I've never gotten petted by him before. And if I haven't been petted by someone, I don't know them. Oh, yeah, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, the Mutt Strutt. After you've registered, then you start getting people to donate or sponsor you. Page 49. And then you show up, with or without your dog, and you walk or run. You can only do one region, though, because they all start at the same time. Registration is at 8 a.m. on September 7th. And the race is at 9 a.m. And I hear that Sacramento's putting on a pancake breakfast. How I would love to be there for that. I will be more than willing to clean up. Well, that is, whatever's dropped on the floor. I don't take food off of people's plates. I'm a good boy. Another way to participate is to pass out flyers, brochures, and envelopes. My mom won't let me do this. She says I'll shred up the flyers. I'm a lab. Isn't that what you do with pieces of paper? You get them from your local chapter or one of the 3 regional chairs and from that Ed person I mentioned before. Just contact one of the 3 people in charge of each region. In Los Angeles, it's my buddy Ken Metz. He has a hot-looking black lab named Carrie. Oh, sorry, my personal thoughts got in the way. Oh, then there's Jeff Tom in Sacramento. My friend, a yellow lab, lives in his house. Oh, sorry about that again. I'm a dog. I can't help but socialize. And then there's Frank Welty in San Francisco. His guide dog, Jeep, wrote this article last year. I need all of you to get out there and work, work, work. My mom said the CCB has done a lot on behalf of us dogs. Dog guides, that is. And they have done a lot for blind people, too. Page 50. My mom likes being in CCB, and she's working hard because she enjoys the benefits that this organization has helped to provide. I do, too. We can go into public places because of the work organizations like the CCB have done. I love going into restaurants. I love going to Trader Joe's. And it's not because of the treat I get when my mom is done shopping. Okay, yes, it is. I love going to Dodger games, especially when the game is over, especially when I can stick my head in a bucket of popcorn. Yep, I really did that. So if you don't do your part, how can this organization continue to press forward? My mom says that without the money, we wouldn't have these programs like an emergency fund for women or scholarships, things like that, a lot of which are mentioned in those pieces of paper. So get out there and make this the best fundraiser that we can make it. Now, can someone tell me how to get all of this doggy drool off of my mom's phone before she finds out? Thanks. Editor's note. So Lynn won't find out about Kendall using her phone, I'll provide the information for contacting the regional chairs. Sacramento event chair Jeff Tom, 916-995-3967 or jeff.tom@ccbnet.org. Los Angeles event chair Ken Metz, 323-793-1805 or kenmetz1946@gmail.com. Page 51, San Francisco event chair Frank Welty, 510-541-1442 or frank-welte@sbcglobal.net.